The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
Call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can jot that number down. I'm going to give something away here in just a little bit, and you may be excited to win it. So give us a call, give us a text. 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bayer Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487 is the phone number. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. They said they have their motors on there that they have in stock right now, but they also have some other motors coming in, so their stock is increasing all the time. So if you have a particular need and you don't see it on their website, great opportunity to give them a call. Mention Boat Smart for that discount and tell them what you need, and they may have that product coming in. So remember, Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. Special discount and prices on all Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki product. Key Marine Center specializes in service and repair on those products, Suzuki, Mercury, Yamaha, and Mercruiser. You can also check them out on Facebook as well. So we're going to do a giveaway, but I'm not going to give the question yet. I'm going to wait just a little bit.
Do I get to participate?
Yeah. You might be able to win it.
Can I win it?
You have the answer in front of you. That's not going to work. It was interesting when I walked in here. I seen something going on that I do in my classroom, and that was peer-to-peer training. So you have someone standing behind you. And you're actually training a new person, right?
I am.
Does everybody know that yet? Did I let the cat out of the bag? Did I let the cat out of the bag, or is that?
I mean,
it's kind of like, okay.
Surprise.
So, you know, so peer-to-peer training is what we do in our class a lot of times, where I have students teach other students, and we actually started doing that this week with new students, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But that's great when you see somebody else that, you know, is in a certain field.
Absolutely.
And they're in training, because you're kind of still learning, right?
Absolutely.
And now you're training a new person that's coming in. And then, of course, I have to train them all over again. So, you know, that's how it works, right?
Training,
so, yeah.
You know?
So we'll just train and train and train until we get it right.
We'll increase your pay next week.
Yeah. So we've been really busy at Georgetown Tech in the Marine Service class this week. As everybody knows that's been listening, we had a couple guests last week and the week before.
Yes.
And now I'm back in here. And we're going to try to get a couple more guests in as we go. I'm going to try to get our assistant principal, our new assistant principal, Mrs. Carroll, in here to speak with everybody. And then we're going to get some counselors in here, too.
Awesome.
To talk about that and about getting into class. And the counselors are the best avenue for that. So we're going to do that as well. And it's just been exciting for the last 2 weeks trying to get to know my new students. And we're having a great time doing that by interacting with them through the hands-on training and stuff that we're providing right now. So it's been a great week. And learning new students is probably, and getting new students in, starting a new fresh class as we go into the new year is probably the most difficult part of my job. And I always say, I tell my wife this all the time. I say, the school year is starting again. I got to get everything ready to go. I'm so stressed out, you know, all this stuff. And she always says, you do this every year. You'll be able to make it happen. It'll be fine. And then I always say, but it's different this year. And she goes, you say that every year too.
Do you ever say you're right?
Well, I can say that after I've been there for about a month doing it over again, you know, trying to get everything going, right?
Right.
And I think a big part of all that is getting to know your students, the people that you have coming into your classroom, because we have a wide range of students right now, from older to very young. I also have high schoolers. I have four high schoolers sitting in there as well. And part of my technique or teaching technique is to learn who my students are. If you learn who someone is in learning, putting it in a learning atmosphere, you can help them better.
Right.
Understanding what their goals are, understanding where they've come from is very important. I have students that right now that know very little about what we're talking about, you know. I have students who actually are working in field and know some things, and they're really pretty good, but there are some things that I'm teaching them that they weren't aware of. And they're like, wow, I didn't know that. I do it differently where I work at, you know, and they're in there learning different ways to do different tasks. And it's not a bad thing to do things a little different. It's a bad thing when you don't do things properly, right?
True.
There's a big difference in that. The way you perform maintenance on these engines and stuff is it helps with the longevity of the motor and how the boat lasts a long time and how happy the customer is. All that relates, right? So I try to teach the fact that we need to do things correctly in order for the motor to last a long time, which gives the motor manufacturer, the boat manufacturers, a good reputation. Okay. A bad technician can give a product a bad reputation, and it's not a product problem, you know. And it's the same thing with customers, too. A customer can give a product a bad reputation by not doing their maintenance.
Right.
You know, what kind of motor you got? I got this model motor, and this thing's a piece of junk. And if you really get down to it, a lot of times, you know, it's maintenance problems. It's the customer not using the right fuel, not changing filter oil and stuff like that. So that could be the problem as well, which gives – you know, the product a bad, you know, representation in the market. So we try to teach it the right way, and we try to get everybody lined out and try to move forward. So this week we've been very busy. We've done safety, and the students are moving through very quickly about that. I do have a solid class. I can say this. After 2 weeks and starting to get to know other students, well, 2 weeks for me is 8 days, okay? It's not, you know, the full 14 days if you think about 2 weeks, but it's 8 days for me. But it's 6.5 hours a day in a classroom with all these students and me trying to work with my other students as well. So you get to know them and you get to work with them. And as we go through the process where we get to the hands-on portion where we're learning tools and precision measuring and the torque wrenches and things like that, you really start to get to understand personalities and stuff like that too. So, you know, looking at my class, and I can't always say this because you have a lot of different factors when you get new people into a classroom. And it could be, you know, the good and the bad, right? Or coming in your door, and you have to figure all that out. And not necessarily is the bad a bad thing. Sometimes you try to work your way through that and try to make it good, you know, where the student maybe not have a good attitude or they just, you know, for whatever reason don't want to learn or don't want to put that effort into learning and stuff. And sometimes, many times, you can change that. But I can say that, you know, and I don't want everybody to repeat this or tell my students this. I've got a pretty solid class right now. So I don't want them
listening
to get the big head, you
That's
know.
Right.
Don't want them to have the big head and change that. But right now we got a good solid class.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
So that's very exciting. And I'm enjoying the time that I spend with them. I'm constantly moving, constantly standing up, constantly moving around the class and then checking with other students that are already there. 25 students in a classroom in a shop environment as well as a classroom environment is very difficult to manage, but we make it happen. You know, I have some leaders in the class. I have students, and we talk about peer-to-peer. We were doing when I'm doing the precision measuring, my students are actually teaching other students how to set up a timing pointer on a Yamaha. So I taught the first group and went through that, and then I handed it off to them. I said, okay, now you're going to teach the other students who are coming up behind you, and they did that as well. So that's pretty cool. You know, to see that.
Absolutely.
You know, when you have peer-to-peer training and then you have students that are going out in the field that are being successful and they hire my students or they're training my students in the field, I don't think it gets any better than that.
No.
And that's what we strive for, is we try to get that community of learning and the relationship building in our classroom as they move out into our industries, you know, and learn the product as they move forward. So it has been excited, and we're just having a great time with that. So it is a call-in show, and also it's a Kim Winna prize show today. 850-437-1620 is the number. I'm going to give out this question, and what we're going to give away today is a Mercury hat, T-shirt, and keychain. And this is coming from Key Marine Center, so you have to go out there to Bower Road and pick this stuff up. Pretty easy question. I think everybody, you know, probably have the phones just light up on this one. So here is the question. Mercury Marine is a division of which larger parent company? Mercury Marine is a division of which larger parent company? If you call or text that answer in, we'll give you that Mercury hat, the T-shirt, and the keychain. Go out to Key Marine Center and meet them out there and chat with them when you go out there to pick that stuff up. So Mercury Marine is a division of a much larger parent company. So it's very interesting, the history of Mercury Marine and the parent company. I was doing some research on it, and I always knew this, you know, when I was, because I've been around Mercury product all my career life. And it's very interesting when you look into the background of Mercury and all these engine manufacturers as well.
We have an answer.
All right, we have an answer. Let's go.
Michael says Brunswick Corporation.
Yep, that is correct. The Brunswick Corporation. Yes. Michael, if you will go out to Key Marine, I'll tell them that you're on your way out there sometime in, you know, the next few days or so. Go out there to Bower Road at 5621 Bower Road, and you can pick up that hat, T-shirt, and keychain. We appreciate you listening today, and thank you for that. So right off the bat, I kind of like...
Boom.
Yeah, they read my mind.
That's great. And Michael, if you're listening, which you are, and you're probably jumping up and down right now, I'm going to provide them with your first and last name and the number you texted in on.
Maybe you have a question today about your boat. Maybe you have a question about training over at Georgetown. 850-437-1620 is the number. I'm more than happy to help you with that as well. You know, any kind of questions or comments you may have, we'll take those as well. So don't hesitate to interrupt. You know, just call, text. We'll be more than happy to answer those questions or take those comments from you. I actually had a tour of my class this week with another potential student. And you know, I told you when we came in here a few weeks ago, what did I say? I'm working on my waiting list.
Yes.
You can't. My waiting list is back again. And
oh, gosh. You're too popular.
It's crazy to me how that I put all these students in my class, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm good to go for a while, maybe, you know, but here we go again. I have a lot of people that are waiting to get into the class, you know, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And I think October, somewhere around that time frame, and I at this point in my time frame, I don't know if I'll be able to take anybody then. I'm looking at it, you know, but I don't know because it depends on who leaves to get a job or graduates, hopefully getting a job, those kind of situations. And as they leave, you know, then I can probably bring more students into class. And I prefer to bring more than one. I don't like to, it's kind of weird to lecture to one. You know, it's kind of weird to do that. I have done that in the past where I've lectured to one student, but it's a little weird and it's very time consuming to do that. So I'd rather have two or more. Four to six is perfect. I like even numbers too. It's kind of weird, but you know, I like even numbers as well. So if we can make that kind of stuff happen, and it's not to say that I won't just drop one in if the opportunity, you know, becomes available. Like the student that I spoke with, or a potential student I spoke with on Tuesday, you know, when I talk to them and walk them through my class and talk to them about their goals and things, you start to, you know, understand them as well. And then sometimes there's something that clicks and says, you know, I got to get this person into my class because this person is really excited. This person wants to be in the field, and our goal is to put people out in the field working out there in our industry. So sometimes I will just drop one in if I have the, you know, opportunity to do that. But most of the time I'll kind of stress it out a little bit and put two in there if that happens. So we'll see what happens. Don't hesitate to go up there, talk to the counselors, any class out there. If they have a waiting list, I would get on the waiting list because you never know what happens to other people that are on the waiting list. They can maybe, you know, something happens in their life or something, they might find another avenue or something like that, and that bumps you up the waiting list. So don't let the waiting list ever deter you from getting into a class.
That was the one thing I told my son when he said, Mom, I'm on a waiting list for college. Mm-hmm. And I was like, stay there.
Yes.
And a day or two before study started, he goes in the class.
Yeah.
And now he's almost a paramedic.
I mean, if you... Yeah, exactly. And if you wait, or if you continue to talk about something and not do it, what happens? You continue to talk or wait or not do it, right? So you have to jump in there and make it happen. And waiting in a waiting list is not the big deal. We can get you in there eventually, and it's worth the wait. Some, you know, most of the time, to get in our classes, all the time to get in our classes out at Georgetown, to see if that's what you like, to see if that's what you want to do for a career. So we had an exciting week. We had Jeff Crane from Yamaha came in on Tuesday as well, and he worked with one of my students rigging a Yamaha console. And we're talking about the guy that goes out into the field helping others with Yamaha product. He works for Yamaha Marine, and he is their service tech in our area, in our region.
Yeah.
Over 100 dealerships, I think, that he covers and several schools. And he comes in and takes the opportunity to spend time with one of my students or a couple of my students learning the Hellmaster system, which is a new system we've installed and we're working with, the latest and greatest, what we see on the water out there in these boats. And he comes in and spends time with them, his time,
know,
and trains my students while I'm working with my new students. And it's just wonderful to have that.
That's awesome.
You know, so I want to give a shout out to Jeff. He can't hear me right now. He's probably running around out there working on a boat somewhere, but he'll listen to the show. I have Jeff in here from time to time hosting or awesome. Being a, he'll come in as a guest, but sometimes he will host my show. If I have something going on, he'll come in and host the show for me as well. So a shout out to Jeff Crane and to Yamaha Marine for all the things they do. Now, I have something very exciting, okay, that I want to talk about. We have a new line of product coming into our classroom, and I want to say I've been working on this for years, and it takes time and effort to connect with all these different partners in our industry, the people that I connect with, and I'm blessed because the fact that I'm in this industry for so long, so I know so many people, right? 40 years in the marine industry.
But you look 29.
What's that?
You look like you're 29.
Well, something like that, you know, add a few to that. So, you know, you have this connection in our industry, you know, through all this, the years and years of being in there. And that must be what keeps me young is being near boats and stuff, right? Looking young, right? So that's what it is. So I've been working on Suzuki for a while. My connection with Suzuki hasn't been, you know, a great, I don't want to say a great, hasn't been a good connection because I don't know anybody really from Suzuki. So I go to boat shows and I talk to dealerships and stuff, and I've been talking to their representation out in the market. And I finally, last year, we get Suzuki training online. After some conversation, I get a phone call and say, hey, we want to give you our online training for your students. Now the students can go online and get their training. So this year I focused, as we ended last year, I said, okay, we're focusing on online training, Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki. Everybody's going to get in that training, and you're going to start working on that training. So as we put the students in the training, I have to do a lot of back-end work where I have to send in emails and sign students up. I was having some difficulty getting them in a couple different ones. Mercury I was having difficulty, and Suzuki I was having a little difficulty getting them in. So I sent an email to Suzuki Corporate, and I said, hey, I've got a problem. Can you please help me? So they give me a phone call. Right? And we get in the conversation of getting students into the training program as far as their online training. Then he asked me, he says, what kind of Suzuki product do you have at your location? And I said, well, we don't have anything here. You know, we got some Mercury and Yamaha stuff in our shop. We get some every once in a while. We get a boat in here. We're not hesitant to work on it because our dealerships are mainly Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, right? So I want to train students on that product. And he said, well, we need to see what we can do about getting some product. And what product would you like? You know, now I'm thinking, okay, I've already pre-thought that a little bit, you know.
Right.
So I'm thinking, okay, this is a great conversation, right? So I kind of mentioned a few engines and stuff and all that. And he says, all right, let me work on that for you, you know. And so literally I go back to my desk, and an hour later or so I get an email from Suzuki. And they say, hey, we're working on this. Again, what kind of product would you like to see? You know, so I give them a list of products that I would like to see. And again, you know, I'm the type of person, I don't just tell you why I would like something. If you want to donate something to me, or if I'm requesting something for my classroom or something, I always give an explanation of what it will do to help the student, what it will do to help our class, to help them to be, you know, productive and to learn, right? So I give this long explanation of, you know, why I would like this and how much I appreciate it, of course, because I do, right? And the next email is, hey, I just got an email from this person at Suzuki. We're working on this product, and this is what we're going to send you. And now we're looking forward to some engines and things that are coming from Mercury, and they're going to send us two engines. And it's very exciting to get the product. coming from them, because we're going to be able to work on it. They're sending a DF-115 and a DF-50 horsepower with all the rigging, the oils, everything I need to get these things set up in my classroom for teaching and for learning. And the only thing that we have to do as the school is have some stands to put them on. Well, I'm blessed by having a welding shop right next door to my shop, right? And I'm blessed by a good administration that will help me provide, things that we need to support the product that comes in. So we're going to build stands for these motors and stuff, and we'll have these Suzuki set up pretty quickly after they come in the shop, and we'll start training on that. And, of course, I'll build a training program for them as well.
Right.
So that's exciting.
It's super exciting. The class, the welding class gets the opportunity to create something.
Exactly. So and that's how it works in there. And when you think about the school as a whole, that's a great point, because we have IT classes and we have EMT classes and firefighting and police and all this other classes. There's 20-something more, 25, a bunch of classes out there, right? And there are times, even our culinary class and our cosmetology class, they all have opportunities to learn with everybody within there, right? People need haircuts. People need their fingernails done. People are hungry, right?
Right.
People sometimes hurt themselves. So all these, sometimes people are bad and you have to have them arrested. I don't know. but it's kind of cool that all these classes, work together. So the welding class and I, we do work together, and we'll do things back and forth. They'll need a tool or something, or they'll need some help with, a generator that they're trying to get running for their shop or something. We'll help them. Electrical comes down to my class that they perform electrical, installs and stuff for me when I have new equipment and all this stuff. So you're 100% right. It's very exciting to have all the classes and programs work together in learning. It all comes in learning, right? So that was a great point. I appreciate that very much. So, so we are excited about what Suzuki is doing for us, and looking forward to those motors making it to our shop and starting a learning plan with that, and just to see what direction it will go. To have the three major brands, Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki, in my classroom is just unbelievable to me. And I was thinking this morning, as I kind of reminisce to the times of when I first got there 15 years ago, literally, I found a stack of VHS tapes, Mercury training tapes that I had, and in a box in my classroom, and that was about all I had to start with. I had to bring a bunch of stuff from my shop to teach at George Stone. We had nothing there. The previous instructor just didn't like technology. He just didn't want to move forward. So the product was in the 70s and 80s, and now we're into 2024 product, 2025. Who knows, right?
Right.
And so I was thinking how far we have came in 15 years to make all this happen. And it's through the business partners that makes it possible for me to do what I do. Without my business partners, without Mercury Marine, without Yamaha, without Suzuki now coming aboard, without Key Marine and all these large dealerships and even independent dealerships that are working with me to make all this happen, we couldn't do what we do. And I think that's a key to a successful program. A technical program,
right,
is to have good, solid business partners, ones that are willing to not only invest time like Jeff Crane did, but invest money and bring us product and help our students. So that, that is the best,
absolutely,
in my opinion, for make all this happen. So as we go into the new year, I'm very excited about what we have going on. We have some other things down the pipe that I'll talk about as we go. When I bring my assistant principal on, Ms. Carroll, she'll have some things to add as well, and then we'll get our counselors in here to talk to you about how to get enrolled and that kind of stuff. So as we move forward, I'm going to continue to be excited about what's going on. I'm going to continue to try to change things to make it better for my students, and very excited about the students. Don't tell them, but I'm very excited about these students that I have coming in that are in here right now. They are right now engaged. They're learning. They have great attitudes, and we try to keep that going, right? And we do that through learning and making them, move forward.
Right.
And that's what we're going to continue to do at George Stone. So
that's awesome.
Having a great time.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So exciting.
Been a good show today.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back next week. I don't know who I'll be here with. Maybe by myself. Who knows?
We'll bring in somebody named Frank
or
George.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Thank y'all for listening. I appreciate the call and the text. Go out there and get that hat, t-shirt, and keychain. Thank y'all for listening. I'll be back next week.